晚上的朋友，大家下午好，欢迎收听北京万一广播网络电台正在播出的轻松学英语，英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家来到今天的精短人物听力，今天一大波好听的飞快的流利的地道的英音要送给各位同学，马上邀请出今天的嘉宾，来自苏格兰的 Bruce。
晶晶， are you a movie fan or a film fan?
I am.
What's the difference between movies and films?
Well,The British people call it film.
That's right.
But Americans call it movie.
Right. So we are talking really of today film because we're going to be very British today and talking of some of the great films. Do you know one of the things that people say about the British film, of course, is that people love the voice.
Do they?
They love the voice. The British voice is so...How do you say?
Elegant.
So elegant. There's other words you could use, which you don't use the radio, but people think it's very romantic, very soft, very intelligent.
Aha! Yo, 这一上来就问问我到底是知不知道 movie 和 film 是有什么样的区别。我倒觉得这俩词儿没什么区别，不就是都指的电影吗？英国人把电影叫做 film, 美国人把电影叫做 movie。那我们都说 Hollywood, 对吧？好莱坞电影大制作啊，都是 movie 这个 movie 那个 movie theater。在英国呢，他们把电影叫做 film。那英国人制作电影，大家又知不知道呢？哪些英国电影是你看过的呢 ？Shall we name a few?
Well,
British movie,
the latest one, the latest one that's really taken China by storm, of course, is Spectre.
Oh, Spectre
with Daniel Craig, and Daniel Craig plays.Bond, James Bond.
James Bond.
My name is Bond, James Bond.
007, 最近正在上映的就是007, James Bond, 幽灵党 Spectre. 是不是这么念? S-P-E-C-T-R-E.
Yeah, you know, actually, the James Bond stories, do you know...That they have a Scottish background.
They have a Scottish background?
The author, Ian Fleming, who wrote the James Bond series, actually came from a landed gentry. He came from people who owned a large estate in the countryside in the Highlands of Scotland. And he grew up, you know, really Scotland. Him and his brother, you go back to the 1930s, really, and his brother was a correspondent for the Times newspaper. But Ian Fleming became this great writer, and they wrote these books, the James Bond series. Which are still going on years and years. Must be about 50 years now of James Bond movies.
是啊 ,James Bond 的邦德电影系列这么长时间了给人感觉好像要是你从来不知道的话还觉得不大像英国电影制作的风格。
I'll give you another example, Jingjing. Mr. Bean.
憨豆先生。
Mr. Bean, you know, Mr. Bean on Holiday, that's a product. But you've got other great ones. You know, one of the greatest films from Britain mentioned even in the tracks is Lawrence of Arabia.
Lawrence in Arabia 这部片很多年轻的同学肯定没有听说过阿拉伯的劳伦斯
You know, but you think really that Chinese people, you know, if you think of television, Chinese people have been loving to watch Downton Abbey. And there's many of the great films that come out of the UK, and we're going to talk today some of the reasons why the UK has been able to produce such fine pieces of work, which are quite differentIn many ways, the what comes out of Hollywood.
今天啊，今天我们说到英国电影的时候，不知道大家脑海当中会是什么样的感觉？立刻想到气势恢宏的史诗巨制，比如说像那个《Lawrence in Arabia》，或者是希区柯克的悬疑惊悚的大作啊，比如说像这个《Sherlock Holmes》之类的哈，这个福尔摩斯大侦探福尔摩斯，或者是呢一些科幻大片当中非常炫酷的特效设计啊，优秀导演啊什么出色的演员啊，高超的电影拍摄技术啊，等等等等。确实也是如此啊，每一部优秀电影的完成总得有一些高级的要素，让这个英国电影常年保持他们自己的特色吧。我觉得爱看电影的同学，你可以跟我们来列举一些哈、啊，哪些英国电影是你非常喜欢的啊？比如说像这个什么《理智与情感》啊，跟着名著走的，什么《呼啸山庄》啊，《King's Speech》。
Yes, King's Speech. That's right, Colin Firth. The very important one. But there's many, many, many great films that we can talk about that go back.Oh, generations. However, the reason I've got this interview is two ladies are actually interviewing, and I actually was, I get information, Jingjing, this is how radio works.
Okay.
I get information 9 o'clock last Thursday night.
Okay.
9 o'clock Thursday night, and I was the following morning at 10:30 at a hotel in Beijing, ready to do an interview with these two ladies. That's how it works in radio. You have to be ready. You know, you can't say I'm busy. You have to be ready in radio.
You have to be ready.
When a story comes up, then you've got to dash, and that's how it's done. So anyway, there was this collaboration that I discovered, this idea of people from the film industry in Britain coming across here, meeting up, having roundtable discussions with the Chinese colleagues. Now, this is a twofold thing. One, foreign film production units, we've mentioned this before, we talked about Australia, for example, will want to come into China because obviously there is a very, very large cinema audience in China. And if you can show your films in China, then you're going to have blockbusters. The audience, you think Scotland, 5 million people, China, what is it, how many, 1.3 billion
people.
You know, you think of the audience, Beijing alone, 23 million people, you're talking of four or five times the size of Scotland, which is Beijing. So you've got a great audience. But the other thing that is happening bit by bit, is that the UK has got some of the finest film locations in the world, and foreign companies want to come to the UK to do filming there. Chinese companies, particularly Jingjing, believe it or not, we've talked about this before, the President of China, Xi Jinping, went to the UK. We talked about, for example, the influence on beer and food. Now, with all the great locations that people have seen, there has been a knock-on effect that Chinese film crews are looking at the possibilities, for example, of producing films around these great locations. People have seen it and say, wow, this looks great.
2015年呢是中英文化交流年，那我们得以有机会近距离去感受一下英国的电影文化。正好是这个11月2015年的中英电影工作坊 China UK UK China Film Workshop 在北京举办了，所以呢布鲁斯得以有这样一个机会采访到英国电影协会 British Film Institute 电影协会国际合作部主任伊莎贝拉女士和英国的电影委员会 Samantha 女士委员会啊，他们非常自豪的在今天的采访当中会跟我们说，我们英国人怎么看待我们本国制作的电影。我们今天的标题就叫做 Film is great， 从这个标题当中您就可以看出他们是肯定给好评的。具体会哪些方面呢？在一会儿的文段里听力里你会听到超级流利超级地道的英音一闪而过，其中会包含绝美的英伦风景取景地啊，一些 beautiful locations for film shooting， 独特的讲故事的能力 storytelling structures， 还有一些高标准的 high end productions， 后期制作 big effects， 后期制作等等，都是英国电影的精华所在。他们主要会说这三个方面，所以我们在今天的访谈当中能够妥妥的感受到英国人的骄傲是发自内心的。
So we're meeting today two ladies, Isabel Davis, she's the head of international, this means international production, at the British Film Institute. Now the British Film Institute is a very famous organisation. Basically, part of their job is to archive all the films produced in Britain. They collect the films going right the way back to the earliest days of black and white, of the silent movies, and they have this huge archive, and they are basically the, you can almost say, the librarians of the British film industry. But they also do a lot more today, helping companies develop their work and so on. But you've also got, we've also been meeting Samantha Pariah, who is head of production at the British Film Commission. The head of production, British Film Commission, their job is to help foreign companies who want to come to the UK to do filming. Look, for example, if you were a British company and you wanted to come to China to do a film in China, how do you go about it? Where do you start? First of all, language problem. How do you get around the language? How do you find the locations? How do you find the film crew? How do you find... So, you need people who are facilitators.
好的，聊天室当中的安雅给我们列举了很多英国的电影，比如说有诺丁山、英国病人、傲慢与偏见、真爱至上、四个婚礼一个葬礼、 BG 单身日记，还有冷翡翠之恋、波特小姐、奇幻人生、天生一对、恋爱假期、相思成灾、穿越时空爱上你等等等等，就是现在的哈，我们能够这个都看过的一些电影。不过呢，一部优秀电影的完成，当然拼的并不仅仅是比如说女主角的颜值、男主角的肌肉啊等等，还有那些跌宕起伏的剧情，电影里的画面啊、灯光啊、色彩啊、音乐啊、镜头运动啊、景深剪辑、演员表演、导演风格、故事结构，这些都很重要。国外还有专门研究这些电影元素的专业呢，就叫做电影艺术。
Now, Britain has a long history of quality filmmaking. We emphasize quality. That is a feature about the British film. And you've got everything from blockbuster high action. What has been blockbuster high action? This is going for the big markets, the big audiences. High action, lots of gunfire, lots of kung fu, lots of all kinds of adventure and action. But we also go to low budget, that means less expensive, but beautifully created masterpieces of film. This is taking really fine actors and producing wonderful work based on dialogue, based on talk, as opposed to lots of bang, 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 bang.
今天呢，我们听到的这两段文段里面有两位女士的声音，大家要竖起耳朵仔细听，看您能不能听出来这两个人声音的差别哈。当然文段是非常快的，你就凭盲听有困难，所以我们文本已经为大家准备好了，你可以看着文本一边来听。总之呢，这两位女士就会说，刚才您说到那些什么电影技术啊，哈、啊，什么什么叙事能力啊，反正我们大英的电影都有都有都有，说三遍哈，大家迫不及待想听一听他们在说什么了。Shall we listen to the tracks?
Okay, let's listen.
好，我们即将给大家带来今天的听力片段的预听。
British films are good.
It's a really good question. There are so many reasons for it, I suppose. We've been great for quite some time, but we have a wonderful heritage of films and a tradition of making films and storytelling that goes back to Lawrence of Arabia. That big canvas, that big storytelling canvas is something that the UK has always managed to do incredibly well on a world-class level. I think we're lucky enough that the UK has managed to maintain that position over decades to continue to be a nation that can tell stories that can be really very small and intimate, but will have a resonance that is felt the world over.
Amazing how beautiful the locations are in the UK. Edinburgh Castle, magnificent.
Edinburgh is one of the most filmic cities. In fact, Scotland was voted by US audiences as the most cinematic place in the world this year, so a lot to be proud of. But the whole of the UK, for such a tiny country, relatively speaking, Northern Ireland, Scotland, Wales, England, the most diverse locations, you can find anything there. The only thing we don't do really is deserts, but even then we've actually hosted desert in a Bedfordshire sand quarry, so we can literally do everything in regards to locations, and that's supplemented by having the best studios in the world and our VFX industry, which I'm so proud of. We've been British facilities, visual effects facilities have been Oscar nominated 9 times in the last 10 years, and we've won 5 times, and so for such a relatively small country, we certainly punch above our weight in that regard.
We've been working for a number of years actually to bring together the UK and Chinese film industry and working with stories and talent to make collaborations together.
When we talk of the UK, there's obviously all these great shots of London. London is fantastic. There's much more than London, but we have this great range of places we want to encourage filmmakers to go.
I think that's going to be the key, especially for Chinese filmmakers. We see some very different opportunities for China. Predominantly at the moment, the films I look after are US studio financed, and they tend to be huge, big construction, big VFX. But I think that there's also huge capacity in the UK for independent films and high-end television drama. Our biggest TV shows are spread out throughout the UK. You've got things like Game of Thrones shooting in Belfast, you know, in Northern Ireland, the smallest country of the UK. You've got Sony and Starz Outlander up in Scotland between Edinburgh and Glasgow. You've got ABC, Disney's TV arm shooting a musical drama down in Bristol. And then you've got amazing TV productions up in the northwest and in Yorkshire, where they've got great funding as well. And then to have London as the best capital city in the world and the most beautifully cinematic city, we are extremely extremely lucky for such a small country.
You mentioned some of the great blockbusters rely very much on special effects, but the UK has an ability to create some fantastic film production without all the razzmatazz.
Absolutely, alongside these wonderful huge budget films that we host in the UK, but the smaller independent side of British film is actually doing really well right now. My personal favourite this year is 45 Years. We can make films that will resonate, that will make you shiver with delight at the most beautiful dramatic situations that are created.
好的，这就是今天的两段哈，从漫长的一段采访当中呢截取出来的两段。大家听完以后有没有什么样的感觉？是不是感觉出来就是两句话？第一，欢迎到我们这来拍电影；第二，欢迎来看我们的电影，是不是啊？好，不信我们马上来看今天的文段 tracks。
Right, I'm asking the question, what makes British film so good? Why is it good? But also, we're using the word film, we're not using the word movie. It's a very important distinction. Also, if you go to Australia, Canada, you'll hear the word film, not movie.
老布爷爷作为大英的这个子民哈，一上来呢就，当然电影这词儿是肯定要用 film 的英式说法，一上来就问一个非常一个震撼的问题，就是说英国的电影为什么这么好？ What makes...是什么让英国的电影这么好? What makes British film so good?
And I love it when I'm interviewing people that they reply to me by saying, that is a really good question.
回答的人一般都说,这是个好问题。
That's really good because that means you've actually got the person you're interviewing thinking, wow, this is good, this is what I want to talk about. So she's saying...There are many reasons for it. There are many reasons why British film is good, not just one reason. We have been great, G-R-E-A-T, for quite some time. British film goes all the way back, 100 years, and producing a lot of quality film. Remember last year we talked about a whole lot of films that were shown on Le TV here in China.
Yes.
And there were really great films that were shown, including Mr. Bean, Gandhi,And a whole lot of real magnificent pieces of work.
好了，他说呀 ，there are so many reasons for it. 原因太多太多了。比如说吧 ，we've been great for quite some time. 比如说，我们的电影品质一直以来就很好，而且已经好了很久了。
We have a wonderful heritage of films. Heritage, history, background. We have a wonderful history of films, a heritage of films, a tradition of making films and storytelling. You don't just make a film. I mean, anybody literally can make a film. Stand with your iPhone, your smartphone, the side of the street, press movie, and you're making a film. Right. Mm. But is it good or is it rubbish?You know the answer. So what you've got to do is to produce something that is telling a story. You're telling a story by the film, by the action. Now, some of the great guys were the people who were doing the silent movies. They didn't have sound. So they had to, through the shots on the film, to tell the story.
We have a wonderful history. 这里是 heritage, 等于历史的意思。哈，我们有历史很多的历史的遗产。有 films 啊，这个电影的历史在我们这是源远流长啊 ，tradition of 还有什么传统呢 ？making films 做电影的传统在我们这儿也很长的历史了，和 storytelling 和那种讲电影故事的能力在我们这儿也是老久老久了，所以我们的电影品质一向都是很高的。第一句话就挺傲娇哈，那这要回到当年那部影片 ，That goes back to
Lawrence of Arabia now.Actually, British film goes back way, way before Lawrence of Arabia. This was a film in the 1960s. And it was about this British army officer during the First World War in Arabia, in the desert area. And it was a very moving film. It starred Peter O'Toole. Peter O'Toole was one of the great actors on British screen.
Yes.
Very handsome, very well spoken, quite mysterious, but he really...come over extremely professionally as an actor. And Lawrence of Arabia is seen as one of the great films that Britain has produced.
年长的朋友可能会对这部影片非常熟悉啊，60年代的这个阿拉伯的劳伦斯。这部片子呢算是一个冒险片吧，以土耳其人的入侵阿拉伯半岛为背景，讲述了一个英国的陆军情报军官 Lawrence 带领阿拉伯游击队炸毁铁路，成功呢使阿拉伯各族维系在一起的一个故事。哎呀，这个故事，这个电影不得了，获得了第35届 届奥斯卡的最佳影片奖，第二十届美国金球奖剧情类最佳影片奖等等奖项。04年的英国电影杂志 Total Film 还评选了它为50部最伟大的史诗电影，排列第一。所以英国人动辄则说 Lawrence of Arabia。
That big canvas, now here she's using an artistic term,、that big canvas, that big storytelling canvas, an artist uses a canvas to do a painting which is telling you a story or it's giving you an impression, right? The canvas in this case is the screen you're looking at,、the screen that the film is being projected onto, that is the canvas for the filmmaker. When a film is, say, in digital, you can't see the film, it's inside the computer, or if it's simply in a big, you know, reel of a film, you can't really tell what it's about. The canvas is where it's projected on. You can have a big, big canvas, wrap round canvas, you know, what you call cinemascope, huge canvases that are there for telling the story, but also doing the big storytelling canvas. These stories like Lawrence of Arabia, huge screen, big story, lots of detail, lots of actors, beautiful scenery. This is the big canvas, and that's something that the UK, Britain, has always managed to do incredibly well on a world-class level. In other words, the big stories coming out of the UK are equivalent or equal to anything the world can produce.
The big canvas, canvas 本来是艺术家画画用的画布，在这里呢，咱们专指大屏幕，瞧那个大屏幕，那个巨大的讲故事的大屏幕，这就是这个 UK 英国 has always managed to do, 一直以来都在尝试着的，而且并且做得很好的 incredibly well, 在 world class level, 在世界级水平都做得很好的。
We are lucky enough that the UK has managed to maintain that level over decades. In other words, over decades, many, many years, the UK has managed to maintain, to keep that standard of film for right through history.
我们也非常幸运 ,we are lucky enough. 为什么呢 ?UK 在这方面啊已经 managed to, 尽了全力来 maintain, 保持那样的一个水准 level over decades, 数十年数几十年他都一直在保持这样的水准。
To be a nation that can continue to tell stories that can be really very small and intimate. Now, what this means is that some of the films maybe concentrate around two or three people. It may be concentrate on a farm or a house, a very localized personal story about something very intimate. People's lives. This was particularly the case, say, you know, in the 1950s, you're looking at wartime films, the struggle of people, of couples, of personal stories, of tragedy, of love, of romance. But often these were around just a few people, a very, very intimate detail. Intimate means you're getting right in, very detailed into the story.
明白了 to be a nation, 作为这样一个国家 that can continue to tell stories. 在有些方面呢它是一直一直的在做这方面的电影 tell stories 就是讲电影故事嘛比如说甚至是能够关注到一些很小的议题或者是呢一些很小的人物 really be very small and intimate intimate 就是比如说几个小人物之间的一些爱恨情仇啊恩怨啊他们这个人物在这个社会的背景当中的一些浮沉啊故事啊从小人物身上折射出社会大背景就是英国他一直来讲可以做既做大的啊战争啊史诗啊也做这个很小的关注寻常小老百姓的生活
But will have a resonance the world over So in other words, boom, right around the world This will have a resonance, an effect right across the world People will sit up and notice Now one of the great things of course we must say about British film The fact that it's in English means that you've got an audienceright across the world who can speak and learn English. Other countries don't have that advantage.
这倒也是。What about America?
Well, obviously America, but it is a different English,you know, but obviously America's got a very big market, the blockbusters, but the intimate British films, well-spoken,you know, things like Henry VIII, say Lawrence of Arabia,the some very, very great films produced.
老布爷的意思就是说，我们先看这句吧。But we'll have a resonance the world
over. An impact.
对了
，an impact.、Yeah.
这个 resonance 呢，本来是共鸣、回响的意思，在这儿呢，咱们就理解为世界范围内的影响力。老布刚才他的意思就是说呀，说英国这国家呢，也只有这个国家能够有能力输出一些什么电影啊，正宗英式英语的电影。非常非常原汁原味的电影。刚才我问他，我说那美国呢？啊，他说毫无疑问，那美国也是个巨大的这个电影市场。不，但是，那是一种不同的英语。你看，在他们心中，这两种英语还是不一样的。
It's amazing how beautiful the locations are in the UK.
好，接下来我马上说到他们的拍摄地点。
This is one of the things about Britain. Britain might be a small island.But there are so many different locations that you have. Now, for example, I mentioned Edinburgh Castle. We saw that in Freeze Frame with Freddie Fox, the scenes there, looking up at Edinburgh Castle. Edinburgh Castle is one of the most stunning locations you can find. So what she is saying to me is Edinburgh is one of the most filmic, here's an interesting word, filmic cities. Think of it, scenic.IC at the end, scene, scenic, filmic. It means a city, really, that lends itself, that is designed for making films.
Oh, 明白了。哎呀 ,amazing, how beautiful the locations are in UK. 英国虽然是个岛，但是呢，岛国哈，但是呢，这个 location 啊，这些不同的地点实在是太多太多了。你比如说像爱丁堡的城堡。那就非常的 magnificent, 就非常的漂亮，在很多的英剧当中、电影中都能看到。就是这英国吧，真说的也奇怪，现代的英国，你拍点什么古代的英国，用那个现在的景儿，看上去好像也很真似的，说明人家这个历史保护的真是好。Edinburgh, 爱丁堡这城市呢 ，is one of the most filmic cities. 哪有这个词儿啊 ？filmic, 它很少见吧？他的意思就是说，这个城市都是像为电影而专门量身设计的似的，非常电影的一个城市。
And now we have another word ending in IC. Scotland was voted by US audiences as the most cinematic, here we are, cinema with IC at the end, cinematic place in the world this year. One of the greatest places for cinema, for making film. Scotland, US audiences, Scotland is increasingly being used as a setting for films.
Oh, 连老布爷爷所来自的苏格兰呢，也被美国的听众们啊，美国的观众们啊，说习惯了听众，美国的观众们票选为投票为最具有电影魅力的城市。啊 ，most cinematic 最适合拍电影的一个国家，你看看一个国家哈、啊，甚至是他们的城市 in the world this year 在今年，所以就是说是个很好的一个电影拍摄的一个取景的基地，你看得到了美国观众的认可。
So there's lots to be proud of.
有太多值得骄傲的了。
Right. You can be proud of what you've got: the cities, the countryside, the scenery, the whole of the UK for such a tiny country, relatively speaking. I mean.Britain is relatively small, but you've got Northern Ireland, Scotland, Wales and England. Four countries that are quite different to each other.
整个大英 the whole of the UK, 对于这样的一个 such a tiny country, 对于这样一个小的国家，后面补充了一句说是 relatively speaking, 相对来讲啊，地理位置呢不那么大，比较小的国家来讲，有 Northern Ireland, 北爱尔兰。Scotland, 苏格兰 Wales, 威尔士和 England, 和英国、啊、这四个部分组成
The most diverse locations Diverse means different You've got all this difference there Many different locations You can find anything there Whether it be coastline Whether it be historic cities Whether it be hard industrial towns Factories You know, anything you Literally almost anything you want
这些 location 这些地点啊非常的多样化山啊海啊湖啊什么城镇啊什么现代啊古典啊哎呀多得不得了这些 direction, 这个 diversions, locations, 多得不得了。You can find anything there. 你想拍什么，什么都能找到。
Yeah, so she said, the only thing we don't do is deserts. Now, in theory, there are no deserts in Britain, but if you go up to parts of Scotland, coastal Scotland, have got scenery almost desert-like, the beautiful sand dunes. But, she says, but even then, we've actually hosted a desert in a Bedfordshire sand quarry. Bedford, this is a county close to London, and we've actually used the quarry to film a desert, because here was a quarry where they're digging up sand, and you had this almost desert-like location in this quarry, so they were able to use this to do the film production.
Mm. 理论上说哈，有一件东西呢是我们没有的，那就是 desert 沙漠，但是我们也有办法把它弄出来。怎么弄呢？ We've actually hosted a desert in Bedfordshire sand quarry， 在贝尔福德郡的地方呢，我们有一个沙场，有个 quarry， 所以呢在那个地方好，理论上就形成了一片沙地，沙漠之地。所以说我们这儿的地形那是相当齐全。
Now, this, we can literally do everything in regard to locations. You want a location, we can find it. For example, my home city, Glasgow, a few years ago, Glasgow was used for making a film that was based around Philadelphia in the USA.
Mm.
So Glasgow, my city, Scotland, they filmed the American police cars, American buses, and this was made out to be an American city. So we can do it if we want. So this is supplemented by having the best studios and our effects industry. Now we've got to explain this. To make a film, you don't just have actors who are great actors. You've got to have studio. You need the studio to do the production, to do the filming. But you also need the effects industry. The effects industry, this is the people who make the explosions, make the sound, make the weather, do all the things, all the flashing lights, the things that make film today. People want to see action, so you've got to have the special effects, and they are almost as important as the actors and the script.
这句话说呀，说 we can literally do everything in regard to locations. In regard to 就是关于什么方面，关于这个地形地理方面呢，取景方面呢，我们这儿哈，字面的意思上说，事实上我们能做所有的。当然景很好，这是一方面。That is supplemented by. Supplemented 就是补充啊，它被什么补充，被什么支持呢？意思就是说，除了我们这儿景儿好之外啊，你想拍个美国的城市，到我们这儿拍没问题；你想拍个大草原，到我们这儿拍没问题。除了这些没问题之外，我们还有 best studios 最好的电影制作工作室。Our effects 电影的特效 industry 我们的特效工业也是世界顶尖级水平的。
British facilities, right? The British effects facilities have been Oscar nominated 9 times in the last 10 years, and we've won 5 times. The facilities, what you've got to produce the film, all the different facilities, the different parts, whether it be the cast, the studios, the special effects, the sound crews, all these facilities that you have there, the makeup artists. Now, the British effects facilities, the special effects, have been nominated 9 times for an Oscar. In other words, for the world movie making, filmmaking body, they've looked at the British films and 9 times they've said, this is so good, this could be an Oscar. And 5 times out of the 9, they've actually won Oscars for the special effects.
英国的这些基础的电影的配置设施，咱们就可以理解为 facilities， 这些什么特效团队啊，什么 studio 啊，这些都可以叫做一些 facilities， 已经被奥斯卡提名过9次，另外5次获奖，估计是什么最佳特效啊什么之类的哈。
Here's another phrase for you. For such a relatively small country, we keep saying Britain's small. You know, Britain 55 million. Let's say Britain is 2.5 times the size of Beijing. There you are.
Yeah.
So, you know.
英国的地理大概是北京的大小2倍那么大。
We certainly punch above our weight. We punch above. This is a boxing phrase. Boxers punch. Boxers get weighed. Before you go into a boxing match, you have lightweight, middleweight, featherweight, bantamweight, all different weights. And boxers are supposed to, you know, fight with people
with the same weight.
But a boxer who can punch above his weight maybe is a lightweight boxer, but that boxer has a punch that's equivalent to a heavyweight.
好，这一句啊，有一个关键的短语 ，for such a relatively small country， 对于我们这样的一个相对来讲比较小的国家来说呢 ，we certainly， 好，大家请看后面这个短语叫 punch above our weight， 什么意思呢 ？punch 拳击手出拳打拳，超过我们的体重。啊，你马上就能想到，一个拳击手应该是跟同等重量级的人在较量。那为什么我们出拳超越了我们的体重呢？明白什么意思了吧？就是说，你看我们这样一个小国家啊，地理上比较小的一个国家哈，我们生产出来的东西却非常的漂亮，却是超越了我们这样的一种，一种地理的大小的，大家能明白意思吗？我们超水平发挥了，就是说我们小是小。但是我们能量大，就这意思。Punch above our weight.
We have been working together for a number of years to bring together the UK and Chinese film industries. So these government organizations, these bodies, have been working to bring together the British and the Chinese film industries to work together, to collaborate together, to joint productions. So this is partly the work, and you actually see that these bodies are actually, for example, helped by the UKTI, United Kingdom Trade and Investment, very important, because Britain sees this as a very important development.
接下来这句话就是说你看我们英国电影协会吧，啊，这些年来呢，一直都在致力于要促成中英电影工业方面的一些合作。那比如说像今年十一月份的这样一次 workshop 就是吧，这次活动呢邀请到大概有近百位中英电影产业的顶尖制作发行企业机构代表和一些知名的导演制片人参与，在一天的演讲和圆桌的讨论当中呢，大家就这个中英合拍片啊、英国相关电影拍摄政策等内容啊进行了一些交流探讨，反正他们做的工作就是往返于中国英国来促成这些电影方面的合作。
You're working with stories and talent to make collaborations together. The story is part of it, the talent is the actor, the film crew and all these, to make collaboration together, to work together, China and the UK, right?
Working with stories, 电影剧本 stories and talent, 电影人才，这些 stories and talent to make collaborations together. 说白了就是想跟中国合作拍电影。其实在今年年初的时候有一个叫做中英电影的合拍协议在北京就正式签署了。所以说呢中英两国由此就意味着准备会推出一系列合作的项目，共同去制作一些充满创意的高质量的电影。这可是一件大事儿哦，比如说今年十月吧，这个咱们的习近平主席对英国进行国事访问期间啊，这个中国电影代表团呢就受到了 BFI， 就是他们英国电影协会的邀请，参加了第59届伦敦国际电影节聚焦中国单元的相关活动，签署了好多，比如说像电影合作谅解备忘录啊等等等等。
Okay, questions. Number one, what makes British films so great?
Oh, 对了，听了刚才这一段，我们马上来提几个问题，大家一会儿在听的时候好好的来练习。是什么让英国电影这么好？
Number two, what has the UK always managed to do well?
英国这些年来一直在哪方面做得挺好的？
Number three, what was Scotland voted by American audiences?
苏格兰被美国观众票选为什么？
Number four, what does the whole of the UK have?
好的，整个英国有什么呢
？Five. What has the UK received many awards for?
好的，拿到了一些什么样的奖项呢
？What makes British films so good?
It's a really good question. There are so many reasons for it. I suppose we've been great for quite some time, but we have a wonderful heritage of films and a tradition of making films and storytelling that goes back to Lawrence of Arabia. That big canvas, that big storytelling canvas, is something that the UK has always managed to do incredibly well on a world-class level. I think we're lucky enough that the UK has managed to maintain that position over decades to continue to be a nation that can tell stories that can be really very small and intimate. that will have a resonance that is felt the world over.
Amazing how beautiful the locations are in the UK. Edinburgh Castle, magnificent.
Edinburgh is one of the most filmic cities. In fact, Scotland was voted by US audiences as the most cinematic place in the world this year, so a lot to be proud of. But the whole of the UK, for such a tiny country, relatively speaking, Northern Ireland, Scotland, Wales, England, the most diverse locations, you can find anything there. The only thing we don't do really is deserts, but even then we've actually hosted desert in a Bedfordshire sand quarry, so we can literally do everything in regards to locations, and that's supplemented by having the best studios in the world and our VFX industry, which I'm so proud of. We've been British facilities, visual effects facilities have been Oscar nominated 9 times in the last 10 years, and we've won 5 times, and so for such a relatively small country, we certainly punch above our weight in that regard.
We've been working for a number of years actually to bring together the UK and Chinese film industry and working with stories and talent to make collaborations together.
只要大家觉得第二遍听的时候容易多了，这就你的学习效果就达到了。